Very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dharma. So today is the 6th April 2023, Thursday class. We will be continuing our sharing from this book, Straight from the Heart, Unique Dharma Code, by me. We are at code number 46. I think we finished 46. We are supposed to go to 47. Never mind. We will go back a bit after this. Okay. Let us now gather so that we can have the physical puja. Namo Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Namo Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Namo Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Namo Quan Sư Hình Bồ Tát. Nam mô Quan Sư Bồ Tát. Nam mô Quan Sư Bồ Tát. Nam mô Phổ Bồ Tát. Nam mô Phổ Bồ Tát. Nam mô Phổ Bồ Tát. Arahaṃ sammāsambuddho Bhagavān Buddhaṃ Bhagavantaṃ abhivādini. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami. Suppatipanno Bhagavato Sāvakasangho Sanghaṃ Namami. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Anantipātā vairamane sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Kāmesu miccācāraṃ vairamane sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Mosāvādā vairamane sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Sūrāmerāyā mācchāpamādhatanā vairamane sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Okay, you all can be seated and turn to page 3 of the chanting book. We shall continue with the chanting on the Padipa Puja. Okay, Padipa Puja. Gannasarabbaditena dibbena tamadansina Tilokadipang Sambuddhaṃ Pujayāmi Tamonudaṃ Kanda sambara yutena dupenaham sukanghina pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bhajana mutamang kanda kanda guno petang etang kusuma santatin pujayami monindasa siri pada sarorohe pujemi betang kesumena nena punena ce sehotu mokang pupang mila yati yata idang me Ayo tata yati binasa bawa Adiva setu no bante Paniyam parika pitang Anu kampang padaya Patigan patu mutemang Adivasetu no bante pale parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutemang Adivasetu no bante bojanam parikapitang anukampang Padaya Padigan Atu Mutamang. Now we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings that we have just offered. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses all the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity, and the fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the born-free Nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Saddha, Virya, Siddhi, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transform marriage to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect to Triple Jam. Betang pujemi. Damang pujemi. sanghang puchen. Okay, you all can be seated. Okay, very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today we have somebody new, I think Brother Song's cousin from Singapore. Okay, nice to meet you and welcome to join us. Make yourself at home. Do you have any basic understanding of the Buddhist teaching? Oh, good, good, good. What type of tradition are you more familiar with? Theravada or Mahayana? Mahayana, Tathagata. Okay, sadhu, very good. So what we do here is we combine the teachings of Theravada and Mahayana together so that people can develop the clear understanding. Actually, essentially, they are the same. They come from the same teacher. They have the same basic essential teaching, which is the Four Noble Truths. And from there, all the other teaching comes about. So if you have that understanding, then basically there is no difference except they use Theravada to denote that these are the traditional teachings of the elders. So Theravada means the Theras. The Theras are the elders. During the Buddha's time, those who have gone forth or taken the monkhood life, you have been ordained. And if you have been ordained for more than 20 years, they will call you a Thera. In much more than 20 years, they call you Maha Thera. So Thera Vada, Vada is like the vehicle. So the vehicle of the Thera means the elders. So from there, they develop these teachings. And the Thera are famous for their conservative approach to the teaching. In order to preserve the teaching, they decide to do certain things to preserve the teaching. Whatever they are not sure or they have not heard before from whatever they receive as teaching from Sakyamuni Buddha, they will not take it into their teachings. That's why it is called the conservative. So, and they are very protective of the authenticity of the teaching. Because of that, people call them the teachings of the elders, the Thera, the more conservative one. But actually, both have their benefits and also shortcomings. Theravada tradition has a good, favorable benefit in the sense that by doing that, they protect the authenticity of the teaching. A lot of the teaching in the Theravada tradition are original Pali words handed down through chanting. Then when it comes to Mahayana, they call it the greater vehicle, Maha. In fact, initially, Theravada was called Hinayana, small vehicle. And because Mahayana, they are able to grow this teaching, that's why they call it the Mahayana, or the great vehicle. For Mahayana, basically, what they did is, they received the teachings from the Theravada tradition too. But the first patriarch that brought the teaching over to China, Bodhidharma, he is a very special Theravada monk. He has the understanding of the Mahayana tradition. And he was like given the task to bring forth this teaching and spread it over to China. That's why we have that Mahayana Sutta that recorded all the patriarchs that came since the time of Bodhidharma. He is the first patriarch of China. Yeah. Then reached the sixth patriarch, Liu Zhuhuan. And the sixth patriarch was the one that actually bring forth the very unique teaching of Mahayana, the three hallmarks of no thought, no mark, and no dwelling. In Mandarin is termed as wu nian, wu xiang, wu zhu. So because of that, Mahayana become very famous and it started to flourish again. And even later on in India, when they try to debate between the various religions, actually Theravada lost the debate. They couldn't stand up to all those Hindu teachings and other type of religion. But then Mahayana came to their rescue. Mahayana was not only able to explain all this, they are able to go beyond too. So that's how that tradition come about. And basically, these are two very different teachings in the sense that when it was formulated, it was meant to be that way. Theravada tradition is mainly tailored towards the sainthood way, to develop enlightenment of the sainthood way, means the first stage of sainthood, second stage of sainthood, third stage of sainthood, and the fourth stage of sainthood. So all this, from Sotapan to Sakadagami to Anagami and Arahantaship. Once you reach Arahantaship, to them, that is already the end, very good. But Mahayana goes beyond. Mahayana continue the training. That's why they come out with the Bodhisattva way, to develop the training and perfection until Sammasambuddhahood. In the Theravada tradition, it's also mentioned that Sakyamuni Buddha did that. He completed the training and perfected the 10 paramitas or 10 perfection to become Sammasambuddha. But how he do it was not mentioned, more or less silent. So maybe it's meant for the Mahayana tradition to continue that. The disadvantage of having these two traditions is it brings about a lot of misunderstanding, misconception, unnecessary argument, and other things. But for those who have the understanding, the two are actually one tradition. It merged into the other one. Yeah. You have to start with Theravada. Well, Theravada has a very good foundation and their teaching are very authentic. You straight away go to Mahayana, unless you can get good teacher or good favorable condition to develop the understanding, chances of you missing out on the essential Dhamma, the basic teachings of the Buddha, is very, very great. So what happened is when it comes to Mahayana, the foundation of his Theravada teaching, the Four Noble Truths and his Three Turning, that spin off all the essential Dhamma within the Theravada tradition, they are seldom taught in the Mahayana sect. They have those teaching actually, but seldom taught. So what happened is, if you straight away go into the Mahayana tradition, you will be like very confused, very confused. their chanting are all very different. Their sutra are like very different too. Yeah. Because those sutta that they have, they cater for the bodhisattva way, most of them. Except some, they are actually from the Theravada tradition, but given different name. So what happened is when it comes to Mahayana, without the basic foundation of Theravada, you straight away go into Mahayana, you may be quite confused with what they are teaching you. Because sometimes they teach you, they say, especially the Pure Land tradition, you must have faith, they say, in Amitabha. And you just chant, Amitabha, Amitabha, Amitabha. So is it you just chant? So Theravada cannot understand. He said, cannot be. By just chanting, no need to meditate, how can you become enlightened? They cannot understand. That's why they argue. And sometimes they say the Pure Land just chant, 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 no Four Noble Truths, no Noble Eightfold Path. How to become enlightened? Actually, it's not like that. If you understand, the basis of Pure Land or Mahayana is very deep. When they chant with the faith. They cultivate affinity with that great being. It can be Amitabha, or Kuan Yin, or Phu Xian Bodhisattva, Wenshu Bodhisattva, or any other great beings. So when you cultivate affinity, they have their vows, like Amitabha Buddha. They have their 48 great vows, 48 Da Yuan. So if you sincerely chant and cultivate affinity, their vow can take you to have rebirth in the Pure Land, and from there you cultivate. The other thing is also because you have faith in them, you chant. That faith is a spiritual faculty. From that faith, it will bring forth the other spiritual faculty, which the Theravada tradition has. Faith is called Saddha under the Theravada tradition. So when you have faith, you become like very different. You have faith in the Buddha and his teaching. Through understanding who the Buddha is, how unique a being he is. He is not only enlightened, he is actually fully enlightened, perfect in wisdom and virtue, the whole lot of cultivation. Then not only he is fully enlightened, he is also a very, very unique being that cultivated over a long period of eons and eons of time span or duration to perfect the 10 perfection to become Sama Sambuddha or the All-Minisanon. And because of that, his teaching is very unique. He come out with the teaching that summarize all of life, both mundane and supramundane. So that when you understand his teaching, he said, you will know how to live life. You will know the secret of life. You don't have to suffer anymore. Enlightenment in the here and the now is possible. So his teaching not only gave us the understanding of life and allow us to have the good life, the perfect life, but it can also make one enlightened. That is the very big difference. And when you become enlightened, you got no more suffering, no matter what happened to you in the world, your life, or to society, even the whole planet, the whole universe. Your mind liberate and is not affected. Despite what we see on this planet, so much conflict, so much misery, suffering, war. But you only need to cultivate this teaching, develop the awakening, and your mind can liberate and free from all this. That's why The teaching is very unique. So when you can have such a great being to be your teacher, your faith in him becomes unshakable, very strong. And you are very determined to cultivate his teaching because his teaching is so unique, so beautiful, so special, so amazing and wonderful. It not only let you understand life, liberate your mind, and free you from all suffering and have the good life. So this aspect will drive you to cultivate. That driving force is called virya, second spiritual faculty. Then from there, the Buddha's emphasis is sati, mindfulness, or zennian, awareness. So you will cultivate sati. That's why sati is the third spiritual faculty, and like what we chant in the puja offering, to our understanding of its significance. So we chant for causes and conditions, for it to arise. And the spiritual faculty that is unshakable. Yeah. So once sati is developed, stabilized, accumulate into samadhi, that's why the fourth enlightenment factor, the fourth spiritual faculty comes about. Once you have sati and samadhi, you can see things as they are. You can develop the wisdom, the awakening, and the understanding. That's why the fifth spiritual faculty of panya will arise. So once you have the five spiritual faculty, the five mental hindrances cease to be. Yeah. And this is how his cultivation come about. So Mahayana, when they chant, they have the faith. And when they understand who the Buddha is, how great a being he is, and how wonderful the teaching is, it's the same as a Theravada. From that faith, they develop the spiritual tenacity to cultivate virya. Then they mindfully chant. Everything they do, the bowing, the walking, love, or everything is with sati, mindfulness, chanyan. That's how they progress. And when they chant until their sati very stable, they have samadhi. Yeah. Once they have samadhi, the spiritual faculty already fall into place. That's why throughout the day, while they were chanting, doing whatever activity, they have the spiritual faculty with them. That's why they keep on understanding the truth, the Dhamma, developing wisdom. So indirectly, it's also a cultivation. Then with sati, they can understand the Four Noble Truths very fast. Yeah. Whereas the Theravada tradition is very different. They start most of the time with thought-based meditative training and all things. So thought-based has its limitation. Yeah, it's thought-based, not awareness-based. Without sati, very difficult to progress. Without sati, you cannot be heedful. Without heedfulness, the Buddha said, you are as if dead. The heedless are as if dead. So heedfulness is very important. Sati is very important. If you understand this, then both traditions can bring about enlightenment. Mm-hmm. That's why you need both. The best is to cultivate both. Yeah? Both have their strong point. Yeah? Strong point, of course, Mahayana, they have a lot too. Then Theravada also have a strong point, except people who don't understand, they argue. People who understand, they don't argue. Eh? So maybe this is just a preliminary explanation. Eh? Okay, so based on our schedule, we supposed to have half an hour meditation. Yeah? So I believe your cousin brother know how to meditate. Nihui. Chan, still, Liaojie, very good. Okay, so what we do here is, we are here to develop awareness-based meditation, develop 正念, yeah. 不是那个念头, not using thought. We are training our mind to be aware, means silent, completely silent. So we are off the light. then we will have our half an hour of awareness based meditation. So maybe for the benefit of Song's cousin, I may explain a little bit, but if you cannot follow or understand, never mind. You just do based on what you understand. And later on, maybe if you got time, you will share the understanding. Okay. Awareness-based meditation is to develop awareness so we don't arise the thought to think. So to be aware is very simple. The moment you are without thought, you're already aware. And that is the first hallmark of feeling, wu nian. So to meditate is to silence your mind, not to arise any thought. But normal people cannot, because they think a lot. They have been heedless most of the time, and they don't know how to train their mind to develop the silent mind, to develop this inner awareness. So what we do is we have given to you all the four support that will help you develop this awareness within. The first three are very important. First support is relax, completely relax body and mind. Relax. Then second support is maintain awareness, just aware, finish, aware, finish. Which means don't try to know, don't try to do anything. If you try to know, try to do, thought is active. When thought is active, you cannot be in the state of sati or awareness. You can only do one thing at a time. Either you are aware or you are lost in thought, thinking. Heedless. So relax into whatever mind state that arises. Relax body and mind, then maintain awareness. Whatever arises within the six center, just aware, finish. Aware, finish. The third support is to stabilize this awareness. Be patient. Continuously silence your mind. Don't try to do anything. Don't try to know anything. Just aware, finish. Aware, finish. By doing that, the mind will settle down without thought. Even whatever heedless thinking that you are having earlier on, when you are in the midst of life, not able to stabilize it, they will start to slow down and become quiet. Until finally, that sankhara thinking activity come to a perfect stillness. Initially, it will slow down. You can see it if you are aware. Then, as it slow down, it will reach a point where it become completely still. When it happens, that is your true mind. That is your silent mind without thought. So develop it, stabilize it. Whatever arise, just aware, finish. Don't follow. Thought arise, aware, finish. Don't even try to know what thought and all those things. Sensation arise, aware, finish. Aware, finish. Even whatever through hearing consciousness, smell, taste, or whatever, or thought process. Aware, finish. Don't try to know anything. Then once this awareness nature stabilizes, then use it to meditate. Okay? The last support is trust. That one only for those who are quite skillful already. Then only you do. Most of the time, you only need the first three. Trust means trust your nature to develop the movement within. No thought involved. Okay, now I will let you meditate on your own. I will set the alarm for 30 minutes. You can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Trying to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness for as long as you can. Then these are the mind state you need to use. to live life, to develop the daily mindfulness, to stabilize your sati or your mindfulness. Yeah. Okay. Now turn to page 6 of the chanting book. We shall do the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta chakravalesu atra gacchantu devata saddhammam muni rajasa sunantu sakkamokkhadam dhammasvara Kalo ayam padanta, dhammasvanan kalo ayam padanta, dhammasvanan kalo ayam padanta. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Iti peso bhagava arahang sammasambuddho. Bija charana sampanno sugato lokavido anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusana buddho bhagavati kato bhagavata dhammo Sanditiko akaliko ehi paseko opanaiko pacatang veditabo inohiti supatipano bhagavato sawakasango Uyupatipano bhagavato sawakasango Nyayapatipano bhagavato sawakasango Samichipatipano bhagavato sawakasango Yadidam chatari purisa yogani Atta purisa pugala hesa bhagavato sawakasango ahuneyo pahuneyo dakkhineyo anjali karaneyo anuttarang punyang hetang lokasati Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you all can be seated. Then now we will continue from where we stop. Huh? We will go to this unique code number 46, huh? Sense restraint. So, Code 46 is a continuation from code 41, 42, 43, 44, and 45. Maybe I will just quickly read through, then you all can maybe recall what we shared earlier. Code 41 is, what constitutes through action. So that one, I think I just rub off the notes when we came in. True action is based on wisdom. So acting according to memory is not acting at all. So how should we act? We should act with wisdom, following the Noble Eightfold Path to be free from all suffering. And that is true action. So this one I have explained already. If you want to develop the understanding, go back to the previous sharing. Then, to develop wisdom, you need to meditate with the true mind to awaken, or the silent mind, the awareness nature within. You don't meditate with the thought. Thought-based meditation can never bring about the awakening. If you stop, it's very difficult, more or less impossible. Finally, you need to silence your mind, develop the inner awareness. Your inner awareness is actually your true mind, your silent mind. When there is inner peace, means the mind is silent, without thought, no agitation. That's why when you are without thought, you are with your true mind, your silent mind. That's why without that silent mind in awareness or sati, you cannot meditate. So, quote number 43 is, to meditate is to realize the true mind is the same. When the thought ceases to be, no more thinking, what remains is your true mind, the silent mind, the awareness nature within, without words, without concept, without any sankhara activity or movement. So to meditate is to realize the true mind. Then you have to stabilize it until mind enters sati. When mind enters sati, it means you are always with your true mind, the silent mind, without thought, in the state of awareness. Means you are ever mindful, constantly meditating, meaning you are heedful. Then quote 44 is the true mind. The true mind is the silent mind, which is tranquil, still, and just aware. It is just a nature within, not a being that can come out and live life. So all this I have explained. You go back, listen to the previous sharing, then you will understand. Number quote 45 is an extension of the explanation. When mind is tranquil, not moving, and in stillness, that is pasati. Pasati is the fifth enlightenment factor. So this pasati can bring about awakening, because without the mind entering sati, you cannot be in this state of paucity. Paucity is the silent mind, the tranquil, still mind. Tranquility of mind, stillness of mind is paucity. So this mind is your true mind that need to be stabilized, realized, and in the midst of life, enable you to develop the understanding, the awakening, the daily mindfulness meditation. Then, quote 46, sense restraint. After you have cultivated the silent mind and all those things, you will be able to see things as they are, awaken to the reality, to what is. And because of that, you will develop wisdom, understanding. So after having cultivated the silent mind, the true awareness within, the initial wisdom, the daily mindfulness, and clear comprehension, all this, they will stabilize. Then sense restraint become automatic. So once you have developed the ability to silence, you will have that ability to insight into phenomena, to awaken to the three universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, anatta. Then you can see things as they are, awaken. You can understand truth, the reality. Then you can understand who are you, what are you, how you function as a human being, and how you know the world, how you interact with the world. Then you can witness all the essential Dhamma that the Buddha has taught us, the nature's truth within everything that arises within nature. So because of that, your stability of wisdom will follow. And when your daily mindfulness and clear comprehension become very stable, means after your mind has entered sati, then your daily mindfulness and clear comprehension, which is sati sampajana, become very clear, then you have stabilized your mind to develop according to Avijja Sutta, step 5. Step 1 is have kayanimittas. Once you have kayanimitta, you can develop step 2. You have opportunity, time, or condition to constantly listen to the true Dhamma. Then after that, you move to step 3 because your faith in the Buddha and his teaching become very stable after constant listening to the Dhamma, reflection, contemplation, and meditative training. Then you can investigate Dhamma, you stand up to the truth, your faith in the Triple Gem, the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha become very stable. Then after that, you move on to step 4. Step 4 is what initial wisdom is all about. Step 4 Avijja Sutta is called Yoniso Manasikara. Yoniso Manasikara is wisdom at the moment of sense experience. This one you need to cultivate the sati, the mindfulness, the awareness until very stable. Then from there, meditate, first turning, second turning, third turning of the Four Noble Truths. Then you will develop wisdom, especially the second turning wisdom, born of constant contemplation, reflection, and inquiry into the Four Noble Truths as taught by the Buddha. So when you do this, your Yoniso Manasikara will stabilize. Your initial wisdom will stabilize. Then as you cultivate the third turning, Bhavana Maya Panya, that wisdom will become very penetrative. Then your mind can enter sati. So when mind enters sati, you are able to develop what they call step 5, which is sati sampajana, mindfulness and clear comprehension. For mind to enter sati, you must have initial wisdom. The initial wisdom must be there. Otherwise, at the moment of sense experience, you will stir your mind. You will react to sense experience. You will stir and react to what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. The sixth sense, when they are fully engaged in the midst of life, you cannot cope. That's why your mind, through habitual tendency, through memory, views, opinion, and conditioning, they stir, they react. So you constantly develop like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience. Then your mind becomes reactive, not in the state of equanimity. And because of that, sensual desire, ill will, the first two mental hindrances become very strong. And once this one develops into habit, it becomes habitual. That's why the stirring of the mind becomes habitual. So if throughout the day you do this, you become heedless. It's very obvious. So this is how cultivator of the way fail to progress. So when you develop the initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara, you become different. At the moment of sense experience, that wisdom, that Dhamma prompt you, then you have right view, you no longer have wrong view. You can see things as they are. You understand the universal characteristic. You are not deceived, not deluded. Then like the Buddha's essential Dhamma, Sankara anicchang, Sankara dukkang, then everything cease to move, cease to stir and react. That's why you can have more moment of peace. Unless you have this initial wisdom to prompt you, your mind cannot settle down. It will keep on stirring, reacting, become heedless. That's why step four, yoniso manasikara, is very important. When you have step four developed, your mind becomes less heedless. It has more moment of peace, more space between thought. Then later on, as you continue to stabilize it, your mind can enter sati. Then your daily mindfulness becomes very stable. Then you can have clear comprehension of everything that is going on in life, while living life, while working, while going about your daily chores, chores or whatever that you try to develop as your duty in life. So all this, they will stabilize. Then as you stabilize, you are most of the time mindful, full, aware. That's why you can have sense restraint. So code 46 is sense restraint. That's why I put here, after having cultivated the initial wisdom, your daily mindfulness and clear comprehension will stabilize. That sense restraint, ability to keep precept, not to break the precept, will come to be. So this is a very important step leading to enlightenment. When there is sense restraint, then your precept will be well kept. By then, you are at least a sotapa. And you continue to stabilize it. Step seven will arise. The three-way of right conduct. Once you are able to develop the three-way of right conduct, means right thought, right speech, right action, then you will stabilize your understanding until step seven. By then, very likely, you have already realized Sakadagami, second stage of sainthood. Then only you are ready to cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness, satipatthana cultivation. The four foundation of mindfulness can only be done after you have finished step seven, technically. So step eight is satipatthana, the cultivation of the four foundation of mindfulness. So once you reach step seven, step eight become very easy because your sati, sampajana, everything is already stabilized. Your initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara, also developed. And because of that, the four foundation of mindfulness become like very easy to cultivate. It will fall into place. Then after that, step nine, the seven factor of enlightenment keep on arising. Then you will realize the enlightenment in the here and the now, as stated in the four foundation of mindfulness, means you will realize at least an anagami, the stage of sainthood or arahantship. That's how you progress. And step nine, the seven factor of enlightenment will keep you on track, means you know you have not debated. Otherwise, the factor of enlightenment will not arise. You will come to know with confidence you are on the right path. That's why the 10th step of the Avijja Sutta is very important. Okay, now we continue with unique code 47. Understanding that things are just the way they are is very important. Reason why the Buddha said whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. So this Dhamma code is very important. If you cannot understand this Dhamma code, means your wisdom is still not there yet. In fact, when the Buddha mentioned to the five ascetics, that's why one of the ascetics that enabled Sariputta to become enlightened to the first stage of sainthood is Venerable Asaji. He just repeated what the Buddha told him to Venerable Sariputta. And Sariputta straight away awakened and became a Sotapanna. What did he tell Sariputta? Because Sariputta, being humble, he was observing Venerable Asaji. Very silent, very noble, very mindful when he pindapana and all those things. That's why he waited for him to finish off his meal. Then he approached him and talked to Venerable Asaji. He said, "Venerable, I can see from your facial expression that you are a very well-trained monk. You are very calm, very peaceful, very mindful. May I know who your teacher is? And may I know what he teach?" Then Asaji replies, "I am still new," because he just met the Buddha, I think, not long ago, where the Buddha expounded the first sermon, Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, followed by Anattalakkhana Sutta. Then only they awaken to become arahant. Initially, only one of the five ascetics become enlightened to the first stage of sainthood, Sotapannaship, Kondanya, I remember. So Asaji say, "I am still new. I may not know much. To ask me to teach you, I think I can't." Then Sariputta, being wise, he said, "Don't worry. I don't need much words. I only need certain truth. Just tell me what your teacher tell you. That's enough." So Asaji mentioned this. You pay attention to this. Hopefully, some of you can awaken too. So what he say is, whatever that around is, there are causes and conditions behind. So this is the first stanza. The first stanza. Then he followed by the second stanza. He said, "My teacher said, whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions behind." Then the second stanza is, "These causes and conditions, my teacher has explained." And Venerable Asaji don't even have to explain this second stanza. He just mentioned that these causes and conditions my teacher has explained. Straight away, Sariputta awakened and become Sotapanna. How come he can do it? How is it possible? How come these two stanzas are so powerful? Anybody want to try to explain? Can you all see from that side? Can see, Anybody? The first stanza easy, isn't it? Easy or not? I think by now most of you can understand the first stanza. Whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions. Why? Very good. Because we are in the conditioned existent world. Within the conditioned existing world, everything is dependent originating, the Buddha said. Understand? So whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions behind. Then Sariputta straight away knew, means I don't have to believe in anything. Understand? These are nature's laws that govern life and existence. Everything is like that. He also more or less knew what it is, except he needs somebody to tell him that this is the law. It's like science, understand? Huh? When we study science, the theory that people realize, they also tell us is that. And remember physics, the first thing we learn is nothing in this universe is created nor destroyed. Understand? Well, everything is in a state of balance. Whatever that arise will cease because of this law. So, if you talk about creator to create, then who create that creator? Because ultimately, everything is in a state of balance. Wherever there is a arising, there is a ceasing. Whatever that comes to be will cease. So this particular stanza can actually awaken many people. So when you realize this, the next thing that you need to understand is, what are these causes and conditions? True or not? Yeah? If you understand the causes and conditions behind, then you will understand the secret of life, then you know how to live life. So these causes and conditions, one of them is Paticca-samuppada, the dwelling. So this one, Sariputta also can deduce because he has cultivated before. The moment he hears this, he can awaken. Because I remember when I started cultivating, when I heard this stanza, of course, later on, after 1989, when I connect, the moment I heard this stanza from the Theravada text, I straight away knew why Sariputta can awaken. Because you will understand straight away. And when he mentioned these causes and conditions, my teacher has explained, I also no need to understand. I straight away know it's the law of karma and the Paticca-samuppada, the law of dependent origination. Because the Buddha, under his five daily contemplation, the last contemplation, what did the Buddha say? We are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of karma. So karma is the main thing behind whatever that arises. But the functioning of it is the Paticca-samuppada. Because mind makes tade. That's why mind is the forerunner of all things. When mind arises, all things arise. In Mandarin, the Mahayana, they understand it with better word. 一切,一切,一心造. Because mind makes tade. That's why they have a lot of this Mahayana teaching. 起心动念. Your mind is a forerunner of all things. When you arise the mind, you create thinking, sankhara. Then, Poyan Sanglao was a very good Miss Lee's teacher. He wrote this. He said, 无念就是真心, 起心就是动念, 即无明. That's why those who have awakened, they will understand all this. So this is where the teaching comes about. So these causes and conditions, they are Paticca-samuppada, double C or one C. Two C. So these are the two fundamental laws, Paticca-samuppada and the law of karma. When you understand these two, you will understand the secret of life. Then you know how to live life. Based on these two causes and conditions, if you understand the law of karma, like the Buddha explained, not only we are born of karma, heir to our karma, conditions supported by our karma, and we are what we are because of karma. He also say, you reap what you sow. Do good begets good, do evil begets evil. You plant the seed of evil, you reap the fruit of evil. You plant the seed of wholesomeness, you reap the fruit of wholesomeness. So in Mahayana, Master Shen Hua also always recite this. He said, 种因结果, 种恶因结恶果, 种善因结善果. Then living being is a 众生, 千万要小心, 不要种错因结错果. That's why you have to be careful. Don't plant the wrong seed and reap the wrong fruit. Then your life is gone. Then Patijasamuppada is to understand how your mind actually functions, how you function as a human being. So this one you need mindfulness to see clearly how the Patijasamuppada or the 12 Yin and Fa, how they arise. Avijja Paccaya Sankhara, Wu Ming Yan Xing, Xing Yan Se, all this. You can see them when you have Siddhi, mindfulness, and Zhen Nian. Without mindfulness, you cannot see. That's why once you understand this, you will awaken. So here, what I have mentioned under the code 47 is a summary of what I have explained. Understanding that things are just the way they are is very important. Reason why the Buddha said, whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. So from here, you will come to that understanding. Because you realize everything is just the way it is. Follow nature's law. That is the reality. That is what is. And you cannot argue with reality. Your reality is whatever that arises, basing on the causes and conditions behind, is already set. That's why if you have this understanding, you will have this wisdom to enable you to see things as they are. Seeing things as they are means to accept the reality within the moment. Because within any moment in existence, even this moment, everything is already set. How you have that condition to arise here and listen to this sharing, and whether you listen attentively or not attentively, depend on your karmic background and all those things. Depend on your nature, whether you can be here or you cannot be here. And all this is the reality, understand? The condition already set, it can never be otherwise. So this is seeing things as they are. So whatever happened in life, don't get angry, don't panic, don't worry, and don't react. Accept the reality first, because that is what it is. Like the Buddha said, whatever that arises in life, whatever happens, there are causes and conditions behind. Means nature is suchness. This is the reality. You cannot go against. You want things your way, which is not nature's way, you suffer. That's why the Buddha said under the first noble truth, when you cannot get what you want, suffering is the result. So this particular stanza alone to the cultivator of the way is enough to awaken. And they straight away will know it's these two laws. That's why Asaji mentioned these two, Sariputta awakened. So if you were to reflect, contemplate, and develop stability or understanding, not long, you also can awaken. It's not difficult. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Any question? Huh? 9:44 already. So far. Okay, I go on one more. Huh? Code 48, unique code 48. The realization of one's true mind is the beginning of true meditation. Yeah, this one is very important. This one is very true. So the beginning of meditation is the beginning of the realization of one's true mind. That's why without sati, without awareness, you cannot silence your mind until you come to that realization of who you are, what you are, then you cannot meditate. Because the fundamental behind understanding the Dhamma is to understand mind. That's why Mahayana always start with this fundamental question, Sing Wei Gen Deng. The basis and foundation of cultivation or understanding of this teaching is to understand the mind. Then when you understand the mind, you understand who are you, what are you. So to realize the true mind is the first major step. And once you realize that and stabilize the awareness, that is just the beginning of the awareness-based meditation, the true understanding of the teaching, the Dhamma. Without that, you are wasting your time. Most people are doing thought-based meditation. So the realization of the true mind means you must come to realize that basically all living beings, they have two minds. What are the two minds? The one that we are familiar with, or most living beings before they know the meditative training of silencing the mind or developing awareness, they only know one particular mind, which is your. Which mind is it? Ah, mundane mind, your thinking mind. Fan-sing. The mind that think a lot, that worry a lot, that have emotion, that has a lot of content of consciousness inside. And the Buddha described that under the essential Dhamma, Sankhara. Sankhara, there are 52. Including feeling and perception. That's why these are the content of consciousness that the mundane mind has. That's why that mundane mind or the thinking mind is the one that human beings get lost in it, become heedless. And for you to realize the other mind, which is the true mind, this sankhara must cease. Or must slow down and become very quiet and very still. Then only that mind arrives. That's why awareness-based meditation is not to think, not to create thought. Relax, maintain awareness, silent, until that nature arrives. Then the moment you can come into contact with that, that is the first hallmark of feeling, Wu Nian, the state of no thought. When you don't have any thought, without thought, who are you? You will understand. But unless you silent, meditate the awareness-based meditation and realize your true mind, you will never, never comprehend. What you know may be theory. That's why you have to do it. You have to develop the awareness. Realize that mind, that nature. Okay? Okay, we stop here. So that we can continue your second session. Okay, so now we'll continue with the second session. Huh? Second session is reporting of meditation, huh? Just now half an hour or awareness-based meditation. You can report your meditation. Then after that, you can ask whatever question you may have regarding the meditation or our sharing or teaching, then you can share it. Then I can explain to you. The third one is how to apply what the Buddha has taught us so that we can develop the understanding. Okay, so as promised by Brother Song last Tuesday, I think he haven't finished yet. So we let Brother Song continue with his sharing. He went for the India trip. So last Tuesday, his sharing was very good. So now we let him continue. We have 20 over days. Not so fast finished. Okay, yeah, so.
Brother Mr. Steele, 我刚没到，晚上好。Then Brother 我要continue sharing。我那天是讲到在下午的时候，我不要讲话，然后我 observe 到那两个Monday
对，
night，然后来我晚上我回去了hotel 了以后，然后我就在 silent mind 里面，我就去 contemplate 那些 Unicode 里面的那一些code，
杀
像
掉，
why this talk and no
not
other
other
talk。
dog，对，杀
And
掉，
then the world is the world and the
呀
people just the
，the
way
way
they
they
are。
are，
所以我一直去 contemplate，还有很多的还有就是什么就是things happening there is the
There are causes and
concerns and
conditions
condition
behind.
behind。我就是在 contemplate。Then 后来第二天的早上，我们就去爬一个山，去那个第一次那个他们绝迹景点，then 在半路的时候，我们的 tour guide 就有 explains 那个地方，那个半路的时候，then 他就提到 seven factor of
Of enlightenment，
enlightenment，then 他就把每一个的那个 factor 讲出来的时候，我一听到，哇，我里面很多的 joys，哇，很多的 joys。然后过后，我们就他讲完了以后，我们再 continue 爬山。Then out of sudden，哇，我里面很多的，突然就很多的那个鼻涕一直在 collecting，这样没有 words，但是
对。
我可以知道的，他就讲他的感觉是 so profound，
Yeah, so
so
profound,
precise，
so precise,
对
so
，so
direct,
wonderful，
so
那个
direct.
那个。然后我可以知道他这个他 mention 的这个东西是 refer to 昨天晚上我 contemplate 的那一
对，
些 Unicode，
Unicode, the
它里面一
understanding,
直哇说
sa do, sa do.
没有 word，但是你
对，
可以知道它是
Because
refer
from your heart, your
yeah，
nature, 它现出来，
对，但是我才哇就里面一直很多的那个笔记就 refer to 昨天的那
That
个
will
里
help you a
面
lot because after 你那个 trip 回来从现在起，even today my explanation all become very clear. That's why 你昨天跟我讲 after the class Anita sing one, you can understand my explanation to her already. Means you know what that thing is, the cultivation or those thing, which is a natural consequence of what happened to you when you are on that spiritual trip. Because the inner has moved, the time has come for this to awaken. Then the understanding will fall into place. You will connect all this teaching, and all this teaching will become like very, very beautiful guide to you. And they will like penetrative insight. They keep on arising. Well, these are the words of cultivator of the way who have realize and awaken. That's why I call it the unique code. It's not ordinary code or special code or it's very unique. You can't find it. Very rare. And to be able to put into such code and summarize it until so clear and like what your nature described, so precise, so wonderful, and so direct, it's not easy. Normal enlightened being cannot do that. They don't have that stability or understanding and wisdom, and especially to put it into words that are so clear, so concise, so precise, so direct, so amazingly wonderful. And these are all what Dhamma is. When you walk the path correctly, like Bojang mentioned, all this will arise. In fact, after the Tuesday class sharing, Bojang also wrote an email to me and copied to Anita Singh. I think the message is for Anita Singh. She able to summarize all that I share that night, most of it, I think 90% or so, and put it down on the email sharing on how wonderful and amazing this cultivation is. So I didn't have a chance to put it in the Mahayanamitta. Maybe later I had to copy it out. Then I think I only copy to my wife and my daughter, the two email, the email. The rest I didn't copy. Then I want it to be understood, assimilated, then only later I share. Very good. Continue. Start up.
Then after 过后，我的 top 就想哇，how wonderful！如果 Brazil 也能够来这些 trip，然后我们在每一个的
是啊，
地方都去 share 那个他们，哇，so beautiful 呢。So after 了这个Rajgiri 了以后，哇，我就觉得哇，我里面就很有很 strong 的 faith 讲哇，每一个 station 都有都有这些 experience，then continue 的，我们还有四个要去 Vaisali。Kushinaga、Lumbini 跟Swarovski，然后我就想哇就想应该不懂会有什么，but however 什么都没有但是我可以发现到我每一天我的那个 silent mind 越来越不一样，你会发现到他每一天，诶，你每一天起来好像你发现他越来越 stable，越来越 silent，你会知道的。
Especially when you don't want to talk, after that moment, you become very different. 因为 the nature 知道，讲话是没有用的。Unless absolutely necessary, you won't open your mouth. I remember people try to talk to me. I just use my hand, acknowledge, I walk away. I didn't even come out with any speech at all. Because inside, too still, you don't want to talk. That nature is so still. Then that time, that nature inside the heart there, stabilizing. And a lot of things happening. Then after that, when you go through that, well, I was in a retreat that time. After that, the whole understanding become very different. Then the cessation, everything just happened. Okay, continue.
所以你我自己每天觉得，哎，怎么越来越近，哎，越来越 stable，它是 one step 这样子，你会知道。Until 有一天我早上起来，我的 mic 跟我的 walking 是一起的，
一起的
哎，我讲我也哦，我这样一起那个 mindfulness，所以讲哦，哇，这个Dharma 是 budget 上的，你是知道的。当你做到 mindfulness 的时候，你是知道的，even 它 stable，它怎样，你都会知道的哦。
Then that thing and the awareness become one. That's why when your mind enters sati, that thing happen. Awareness and the physical, I call it specific phenomenal awareness. Everything you see is in sati. Everything you hear, smell, taste, tactile feel, and even your thought process that comes out is in sati. Sati and that movement as one means that sati is observing, not the thought is observing without word one. Then the body and mind move as one. Everything, that stillness, the awareness, and your movement, all in perfect harmony and synchrony. That is what awareness-based meditation, sati, is all about. That's why when sati is developed, the power of mindfulness is beyond the comprehension of normal being. Only cultivator of the way can understand. Because that nature is very different. That nature can cause things to arise. It's very powerful. But it cannot come out as a living being. It cannot live life. But there is a nature. And that nature is very, very beautiful. As you cultivate, as you stabilize, as your understanding become transformed, all this will give rise to deeper understanding of what that nature is. That's why that day I explained to Anita Singh, the India lady. I only explained that what she realized is just a glimpse, the initial stage of what silent mind is, what sati is. So she thought that is our true nature. No, that is not your true nature. What she understand at that time is just that true mind, the initial stage. That pure awareness stage, which is already very beautiful, very good. Very few people can even realize that. That's why she can see the difference between wisdom, yoni so manasikara from the heart, which is effortless, spontaneous, as opposed to the one from the thought process, the memory. That one is very heavy, very stressful. That one is like with a lot of craving, a lot of stress within. That's why you will see, even when you try to perceive something that finds suffering, you will see. She later on also can describe that. Because later on, the sati becomes so refined, so stable, then you don't want to think. Because every movement of thought, the activity of thought, sankara, just the arising, is stress, is suffering. That very fine one, you can feel it already. Then even the perception, to perceive something is suffering. Even to feel something, to arise as a thought, is suffering. To manifest that mundane consciousness before the contango is already suffering. Even the pure awareness, everything, the fine suffering inside, you can feel it. That's why at that time, you just cease. Then you will come to a very profound understanding. I remember that understanding came. Think also like that, don't think also like that. Forget about it. The mind just went in naturally. Then that time, cessation of form and mind, the nibbanic state, keep on arising for a certain period of time. And very fast you go in, very fast you go in. Because the mind, like, no need to do anything. Like the Buddha say, beyond study, asika. No need to do anything. Like you pass your university exam, no more exam. So no need to study, no need to do anything. Right? So that time the mind become very different. So all these phases you will go through. Then finally, before that cessation one is the most beautiful. Then after that, when you go into cessation, again, it's different. The oneness nature, as your cultivation become more stable, or as you progress further until you have the all-knowing knowledge, the perfection, the omnipotent type of wisdom, they all will manifest. That's why the manifesting of that understanding, only great being can understand. After you have perfected a lot of things, develop a lot of this understanding. Most of it is from my past spiritual nature. That's why I need to, after 89, connect, then this whole thing comes. Then from there, it will continue from where it stopped, from where it's supposed to continue to develop the sharing, the cultivation, and setting forth the causes and conditions for those who have affinity with my nature to receive all this teaching. But this is the vow that this nature has taken. And it has actually, through aeons on aeons of cultivation, perfection, and walking this path, delivered all this. That's why it will continue to come and continue to do this work. So all this, if you take the Bodhisattva path, you will finally develop all this understanding. Okay? Sadhu, you continue.
他每一天他里面就是想要安静罢了，就是要 silent. 所以，但是因为我跟金浩柏连去，所以哎呀，如果你没有讲话，我又不能够哦。所以 on and off, 我又跑去跟他们讲话。But for others 的团友，我没有跟他们讲话。我想，如果我这个 trip 是我一个人来，我一个人的我都不讲话。他里面就是哦，一直要安静，一直要静。 然后来就到了，我们从 Lumbini 回印度的时候，要去 Sawarsti，我们要回印度，我们就在那个Nepal 的那个 immigration，说整个 process take for 1 hour，but during that 1 hour 哦，我是 silent 的，
哇，沙雕，
我整个 1 hour 我就只是这样子
对
observe
对对对。 That nature behind，
就
that
像是
nature
看出
behind，
一个小时，
啊，
这就是看每一个人的那
对
种
对对，
灯啊，
对对对，
哇，有些人很 busy 在 talking 啊，有些人很紧张，哇，要进
different different。
immigration 啊，要跟那个 officer，哇，就你。
Later on at home, you just on your TV, you look at the TV, completely different. Completely different. The pixel, the movement, the color, or whatever, no word on. No matter how far your awareness can capture the whole thing. The whole thing is within the awareness nature. That's why I saw, hey, what is all this? You cannot explain. Nobody can do it. Hardly anybody can do it. Very rare can you find a cultivator who has it. Because to touch that two mind, to realize the two mind is already so difficult. And to realize the true mind is just the beginning of this type of cultivation. You know how long it takes. That's why I say, no matter how I share, no matter how I deliver and give, unless your nature is better than mine, there is no way they all can catch up on. Do you understand? After 1989, after my nature transformed, connected, then inherit, 89 until now, 34 years now, that transformation, that understanding, how can you all be doing all these things? You haven't even reached that fourth support of trust to link to that nature and to inherit if you have. It is impossible, but at least it's beautiful. Well, a lot of paramita, they have this ability to progress to reasonably good level of progress. That's why my nature rejoins, because it's not easy. You look at Po Cheng Leong, you look at Yu Song, then many other paramita, even Alicia, Eng Bee Leong, many of them, and some. They prefer to be quiet. They don't want to say much. But inside, they already have some form of. But to transform, to reach that transform is very few, still very few, handful only. Yeah. And to reach that level of that nature one is still very few. But some of the very surprising ones are people who have not met me in person, only listen to my YouTube. They can progress so fast, like Anita Singh and a few others. Of course, they are all different background, different coming. But so far, I think this Anita Singh is one of the fastest, because she very keen to learn and the faith, and she can understand all the pointer, the very fine pointer that our sharing, every of this class. Especially Thursday class and Tuesday class, she is listening, you know. That's why she listens. Yeah. Then the previous email, 3 over to 4 months only, he was reply to me, you know, because she is trying to do what I advise her to do. And she realized when she do, her understanding transform. Her awareness nature becomes so different. And she can see all those things that she described in the email. I tell you that one, I have not seen anybody who has transformed until can describe like that. I mean, transform to see all this is possible, but to put it in words, in her own word and describe like that is not easy. And for her, she has not touched the fourth support yet. She is now only at a very stable advanced stage of sati, stabilizing the awareness nature. Very advanced stage already. That's why she was able to do all this. That's why I told her, I say, you continue to relax, maintain awareness until mind enters sati. Once her mind enters sati, she will experience a lot of things that you experience at that spiritual trip, India, the holy site and all those things. She will start to experience all those things. That a lot of transformation will happen because she prepared the base first. Her understanding is she contemplated, she reflected, then she developed the silent mind, then she progressed. But not long enough for her to stabilize that. She still need many years to stabilize all this understanding. Then later on, when her mind enters sati, she will transform differently. So what we are sharing now is not for ordinary cultivator, Lisa. You can listen, you can make a note, you can absorb whatever you can, but don't worry. When your time comes, when you transform, when your nature transforms, all this become clear to you. Because like the Buddha said, the Dhamma is pachetang, can only be realized by the wise, each for themselves. So there is no such thing as copyright or whatever. Cannot. You cannot hold on to any copyright, because even you give to them, you explain everything, say everything to them, they cannot copy it. Yeah, this one is to be realized. So if you are not on this path, you don't cultivate, it can never come through as an awakening. It can only come through as knowledge. But even if you use my word and say all this, if you don't have the understanding and the realization, what you say, cultivated all the way with no one, you still have not have that realization. Because a lot of things you cannot explain, you will contradict yourself. Those who truly have the understanding and the cultivator, they never contradict themselves. Since 2004 until now, all my sharing, I never reverse anything, you realize that? You realize that? Everything that I share, even the essential Dhamma, the basic thing until today, everything is still the same. So all this is because the Dhamma is pachetang, can be realized by the wise. And this is awareness-based, not knowledge thought-based. So all this understanding, because of condition today, I share it and it's recorded, then it will help future people. Okay, you continue, sir. Yeah.
So after 过了 that part of immigration, 我们就去过 into the immigration. So into the 那个 officer 有一点 try to funny, so take a longer time, 1.5 hours. Then but during 这个一个小时半，我也是这样子站住，
yeah.
就这样子，只是那个眼睛这样子看住，
对，
没有 talk, 什么都没有，
对。Is the pure perception,
yeah,
of what is going on. Then your wisdom and the understanding have that sensitivity to understand what these things are, the people's emotion and all those things. The nature is very funny. The moment it observes, it can see a lot of things inside that living being. It's not to say that you can read mind or not. No, it's the awareness nature has this ability. The sensitive. That's why I can sense a lot of things. Yeah. That nature has this ability. So, 你慢慢慢慢你就了解这些东西了。Otherwise, people share with you or mention all their you know, got such thing on me, 讲古啊, they will tell you like that. Today, I think PG remind me the word fairy tale, you think. The reality is, you think it's fairy tale. The actual thing that manifests and happens more fantastic than fairy tale. The fairy tale also cannot make up that type of fairy tale that is so amazingly wonderful. That's why the Heart Sutta says, 真空妙有. It's very true. True emptiness is wonderful existence. And you penetrate through emptiness, awakening the Dhamma. From that nature, that true emptiness, the life become wonderful, wonderful existence. Very true. That's why you will start to see all this that nobody see before. Nobody understand. And it can be for 1 hour, 2 hours, sometimes for a few days. I remember after my mundane collapse, mundane mind collapse, 1 week, my nature shine for, and I was so amazed. What is all this? Things that I never see before I start to see. Then I tell myself, before my pandemic collapse, before that nature shine forth, everything is still the same. How come that time I can't see? Now suddenly, the whole thing becomes so clear. That's why I came out with the understanding. Truth is everywhere in the midst of life and nature. Why can't you see? For those who see, I use the word, they always see. Because that nature is always there. The universal characteristics are everywhere. It is so beautiful. Then 它会 stabilize.
但是你不懂是什么来的。不用紧的,你里面
会了解的, 你会 sense 到的, they call it like the sixth sense, sixth sense, but 很准的, you fear, 你也知道, 他 impatient, 你也知道, 他 you depression, 你也知道, it's not too reading mind, it's that nature can sense it, that vibration, everything, and the activity, with the real mind, observe, seeing things as they are. Not through the memory, not through your views, opinion, and conditioning. Nothing to do with the thought and the knowledge that you have in your memory. Nothing. That's why it's very different. This type of cultivation is very different.
So, I think, amazing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
During our immigration, about 3 hours, 就整个 3 hours就是这样子, 哇，我就想，哇，如果再 stabilize 哦，那个 dharma 就会 unravel了的，啊，对对，然后最 amazing 的就是我回来了以后，哎，我去吃，我去 hawker center 吃饭，我驾车，哎，
不一样了，就没有
juggling mind 了的，对对，然后真的有时候我在 hawker center 这样静静，就哎。 就不像以前还会看到人家可以回一些，没有了的，这边就这样静静这样。 then 有时那个 Monday night it arise 你知道 then 你可以去 off 掉它，就像那天阿妮大讲的，你就用 awareness 来，你 aware 它就 stop
了，re-establish re-establish awareness，
你一看到它，你可以下去 stop 它这样子。This
is what I meant by the third right effort. You remember the third right effort? To prevent, the second right effort, to prevent the arising of the wrong thought. Means it cannot arise already. The moment you want to arise, the yoniso manasikara from you, that exists. Like Alicia. And now, 16 years, you have actually deceived me, deluded me. Because all those mind state are wrong thought. She already realized, stabilized. Then, how she become that depressive state for 16 years after she has the Dhamma, the mindfulness awareness, she observed and saw these other wrong thoughts. That's why she straightened her view and reversed all this. Then every time it want to arrive, it say, enough, finish, gone. Then the awareness through the Dhamma way also say, Sankara Anicchang, Sankara Dukkang. Then, 一切为心造, then this one, whatever arise, therefore, then what you learn from here, the world is the world. People are just the way they are. Deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish things. Angry people do angry things, violent things. So all this become like very powerful pointer that point toward what is the reality. Then you will learn how to accept things as they are. Seeing things as they are, the reality. So this is how the awakening stabilizes. Then once it's stabilized, all this has got no power over you. That's why I say the phenomenal world of form and consciousness fail to deceive you. It will collapse in front of you. Then you know, like I used to share with you all, you will learn how to see form, the unreality of form. Then you can see beyond form. Then form loses power over you. Then mind also same. You will learn how to see mind, means the mundane mind. Then you will how to see the unreality of mind, the universal characteristic behind. Then you see beyond mind. When you see beyond mind, this is what you will be seeing from your nature, the direct seeing. It's not from the thought, not from consciousness. There is no content of consciousness on. The awareness and the wisdom, they move as one. Yoniso manasikara and the 是的，对 awareness nature。Simultaneously, the two are connected. That's why it becomes different, transform, very powerful. These are the possibilities that can arise in a cultivator of the way. That's why without condition, I cannot explain all this. This one, no, hardly anybody can come to that stage. Because to go through all this, take a lot of parami, condition, and understanding. But because we are in the sasana, and very likely a lot of you all must have followed my nature for quite a while. Otherwise, you cannot have this type of understanding and comprehension. Good, continue. Yeah,
我现在觉得,哇, 就像我认识你那天讲的, 你是, aloneness, 不是loneliness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
就是我就一个人就坐在那个 hawker center 这样，你就并没有talk，你就这样子一直看，就一直然后看左看右看上。等于 whatever 你去吃东西，哇，天，你驾车就没有talk，有时候我在想，对，怎么没有得？And
you can live alone. That's why that aloneness is not loneliness. Loneliness means 你要找朋友啊，不用的。That thing inside there, you know, it's not a being, but it can stay. No need to do anything. Technically, 无相人生，无你我相，无众生相, 无Dhamma, everything. Means no mark of a self, no mark of others, no mark of Dhamma, no mark of existence, no mark of the essential Dhamma, the conditional. Well, all this pertain to the conditional. So all this understanding was surface. That's why it's so beautiful. That's why it's called wonderful Dhamma. True emptiness is wonderful Dhamma. 真空妙有.
Yes,
you are observing from the nature.
And then 没有分别心，也就是我就像看东看西，像observe来observe去，所以我就讲，哎，what
happened? Yeah, you will go through all this. Then later on, it will stabilize. Then your daily mindfulness, you must not be complete, you must continue. Until finally the cessation come, then your mundane mind collapse. Then you see another phase. When your mundane mind collapse, that true nature is different again. That's why there are a lot of things where living beings cannot comprehend unless you go through the cultivation. That's why the Bodhisattva way, Pusatta, is really amazing. And to be someone, Sambuddha, is not easy. That perfection. That's why they are very, very special beings, unique beings. Yeah, continue.
Okay, 我下一个今天，因为我带我的表哥去东，然后 on the way 回的时候，他就怕我累，然后我一个人驾车去，一个人驾车回，他就一直陪我讲话，他怕我累，一直讲话，但是我很想跟他讲，你不要讲话，因为他一讲话，我的马爹妈要开始接，我觉得很像很。
Because when you are initially, when you have this transformation, you are not tired. Throughout the day, you are not tired. I can remember, I can drive, I can not tired at all. So, but it's only this phase, as you age, different. But during that time when it happened, I told you, it's like a perfect body, like the car, perfectly tuned. No sound, no vibration, quiet. Like now the hybrid car, no vibration. But that body is like in perfect health. At that time, you really are. Life is so wonderful. Everything is so perfect. The pure energy is inside that. Oh. And during that time, all your whatever sickness gone on, you know. Then you become very different. I was in that state for a few weeks. A few weeks. Then, of course, after that, I had to come back to mundane activity, mundane living. Then I just continue after 89. I think for 15 years, I didn't do anything until 2004, when Yun Chan came. Then only my nature said, time for you to arise, to share. Who is on the online? Alicia there.
Yeah.
They gave Alicia a few minutes, her request from a song.
Okay. Okay, Alicia, okay, they can share now.
Sorry, Brad Dew, you mean Brad Dew, Mrs. Dew? Sadhu to Brother Song for the wonderful sharing. Wow. So the trip and the so what face so I was full of joy. Ganan had the sharing, yeah, Ganan had the how is it? Ta using put it a lot of effort.
Sadhu.
His cultivation,
Hello, Brother Teo and Mrs. Teo and all Kaimetas, Amitabha. Brother, you want me to talk about what?
Suddenly, about the song sharing and your email, your email to Anita Singh.
Oh, I see. Actually, firstly, talk about Brother's song first. Yes. It's a. How should I say it? It's amazingly wonderful pilgrimage trip for him that he accomplished so many wonderful experiences, you know, that only a serious cultivator
can have
experience
that
it, yeah, can have that kind of, yes. Firstly, it's about when he say about his heart.
Open up.
It reminds me my incident, you know, but I won't talk about it, Brother Teo, but it's like, you know, the Dhamma is Pachikta, everybody can experience it, you know, Brother Teo.
Yes, the same experience.
When I hear all his experience that resonate with my own experience,
yeah,
you know,
resonate
it's
and
like,
sound familiar.
It's like, wow, so wonderful, you know, and if cultivated correctly, this is what you will experience, you know.
It's pachetang.
Yes.
All cultivators who correctly go the correct path, awareness, beta, they go through the same thing, but they use different words to describe it. But ultimately, the message is the same.
Yes, correct, precisely. So when he say all those things, it bring me so much joy and reminiscence of what happened to me, you know. And it's just pachitang, you know, the pachitang come back again. You know. And so, I mean, obviously, congratulations to Brother Song, you know. I told him that on Tuesday that it's really delightful to hear his good experiences, and he will progress, like Brother Teo said, you know, because as he cultivate and stabilize everything, he will progress to a different stages again, you know. And it's so beautiful, you know, that he heard the singing directly from his heart.
Ah,
you know,
from
without
the
doing
heart.
Anything.
Oh,
yes,
keep
yes.
on manifesting.
Yes, yes, correct. That one also beautiful as well, you know. Yeah. And then he actually observing from his true nature is so wonderful, you know. No words, no concept. And this is a very beautiful experience, Brother Teo, you know.
That's why I want to let Kayamita have the faith. When you all go through the transformation, the cultivation, when this thing happens, when there's condition to share, when you share, the other Kayamita will develop the faith. And this will actually expedite a lot of them from like hesitating or what, especially Jubilian. Jubilian need to be more serious now. You say three of them go same thing, remain same condition, but how come Chipolian is different? But don't worry, the time will come. Provided she really seriously do what she's supposed to do, then she will progress too. Then Jinhao haven't shared later, maybe another session. Very good. Anything else?
Actually, Brother Song's experience is very, very amazing and will give a lot of faith and confidence to all Kayamitas, you know, that they will also eventually will experience it when they cultivate correctly, you know, using the awareness-based meditation. They must emphasize awareness-based meditation and nothing else, you know. If they do it differently, they will not see this, you know. Yes, I also want to emphasize that Kayamitas need not rush into
patient.
Yes, you see, if they rush into so-called daily mindfulness without stabilizing the step four, the Yoniso Manasikara,
no point.
Yes, you cannot do it. Yes. Yeah, you cannot do it. You cannot do it. Then you say, I do daily mindfulness, but I cannot get it. That's because they miss out the step four, you know.
Yeah.
They will cultivate the step four. So that's why they cannot stabilize. Because really, I want to mention this is because they always mention, I cannot stabilize my daily mindfulness. Why? That's because you miss out the step four.
Yeah,
because
the step
you rush
four.
Into
very
it.
Good, very good.
Impatient.
Yeah.
Very impatient, you know.
Correct.
So you cannot. You cannot do that.
Yeah, you
so
cannot rush on. Step four must be done.
Yes, must be done. The homework must be done, you know. If not
the
done,
contemplation.
Yes. They miss out all the contemplation, you know, of the first turning and second turning, you know. If they do it, they even penetrate into the third turning, the bhavana,
correct.
Manya panya, which is even more penetrative, you know.
It will
kind of speed up your cultivation and you will see
very
a lot
fast.
More things, you know. Yeah, very fast. Yeah. Because when I do that, I realize, I didn't know much thing, yet I can see so many things, you know.
Correct.
Yeah, because of the third turning, you know, is so powerful, you know.
Very
powerful. I want to emphasize that because my sister also mentioned, Brother Teo, the reason is sister always mentioned, I want to stabilize my daily mindfulness, you know, cannot stabilize. I told her, you cannot stabilize because of this.
Step four is missing.
You must do that. You want to.
That
you want
a
to
very
see result.
Important advice.
Yes.
Sadhu.
You want to see result, but you don't do it. Then how to achieve
correct,
it? You cannot.
Correct.
You know
correct,
what I mean?
Correct.
So that's very important step. Yeah. I also want to emphasize that to all Kayamita.
All Kayamita. Yeah.
Yes.
Step four.
Not just,
yeah.
Yeah. Step four is super important. Yeah. You know. And then if you penetrate into third turning even more.
Because to me. That step four is like automatic one. You must have done it first one. That's why I didn't. I am not in your shoe or other Kayamita's shoe to point that one out. Luckily,
correct,
Brother
Teo. Yes,
because I remember in the early days.
So that's why your emphasis is different.
Yeah, I keep on advising you all. Remember, I say Achayantra, my teacher. Advise me no less than six times whenever I'm close. We just contemplate the Dhamma until very, very clear. No less than six times, the message. That's why during the early day, I told you all, I contemplated a lot, I reflected a lot, and I didn't realize I must emphasize that before you move to step five. Very good. Thank you so much, Pocheng, for reminding us on this. Very good.
Brother Teo is all your through your teaching that I understand from Kayamita's perspective, my own shoes, you know, I'm wearing
sadhu,
my own
because you
shoes.
Just
so,
went through, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. I also
yeah,
went through
yeah.
it. I know, you know, but
yeah,
if you
yeah.
don't do it, you cannot. But
correct.
If you do it correctly, you can even penetrate to third turning. That is even
yes,
more
yes,
powerful.
Yes,
That's
yes.
what I'm saying. So if you are patient to do it, cultivate step by step, you can achieve more, you know, than rushing
sadhu,
through it.
Sadhu,
you rush
sadhu.
Through it, you miss all the points, and
Yeah,
then you kalang
yeah,
kabut,
yeah.
you become rojak, you know, you don't know where
Yeah,
you are,
yeah,
you lost
yeah,
again.
yeah, yeah.
Then you are so confused. The whole thing
Yes,
becomes confusion to you. I do this, I do that, but I cannot see any result. That's the problem. You know what I mean,
Very
Radio?
true.
I want to emphasize this, you know,
Yeah,
for some
good,
time.
good.
But now
Sadhu.
is a good opportunity since Radio, you give me
Yeah,
this
yeah, yeah, yeah.
opportunity
That's
to
why
get.
the condition is there.
Yes,
Sadhu for
correct,
you,
correct.
Bojack.
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
So Radio is late already, but so
Can
I
you
will
just
just
you
talk.
summarize?
I just want to talk about Brother Song's sharing today because Brother Song has done a lot of sharing the last 2 days. So I
Yeah.
thought just mentioning him first, the Anita one, we talk another time.
Ah,
Okay, Brother.
can. No
Yeah,
problem.
so we don't
Sadhu,
want to
sadhu.
delay
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
the talk from
Good.
stretching too long lah.
Good,
So
good, good, good.
congratulations to
Yeah.
Brother Song for such
Congratulations, yeah.
amazing
Yeah.
experience and result that you have put in, you know, a lot of effort and faith in cultivation. That is very
Sadhu,
important. Yes.
sadhu.
So with his patience, perseverance, and reflection and contemplation that he did a lot over the course of training, you know, has kind of helped him, supported him in this pilgrimage. So his pilgrimage, with all his training done ahead of the pilgrimage, really supported him very well. That's where I see
Yes.
it, you know, Brother Teo.
Sadhu, sadhu.
Relative to Sister Pauline, because
Yeah, yeah,
Sister
yeah.
Pauline
Very true.
had not done the initial foundation
Correct,
training,
correct,
you know.
correct,
So you go
correct.
there, you'll be like, also like, you know, won't be able to reap as much
Yeah, she
result.
also has quite a bit of coming obstruction. Yeah.
Yes, correct. So that is the difference lah. I see, you know, from their reporting lah, Brother Teo.
Yeah, yeah,
Okay.
yeah.
So I'm very, very happy to see the result of Brother Song, you know, that
Sadhu,
resonate with me.
sadhu.
It's Pacetang, you know, once again,
Yeah.
all Kayamaitas have faith, you know, in
Sadhu.
cultivating awareness-based meditation, you know, it will help you tremendously in this life that you get to, you know, stabilize your
Yeah,
sati
yeah.
and, you know, progress in the Avijja Sutta, you know, step by
Yeah,
step.
yeah, yeah.
Yes, so
Sadhu.
important. And Avijja Sutta is such an important tool, guide
Yeah.
to all Kayamitas, you know. You will never get lost if you follow it
Yeah.
stringently, you know, do it
Yes, very true.
Wholeheartedly do it, you know, wholeheartedly do it. Yeah. Okay.
Sadhu.
And
Okay.
this the emphasis that Brother Teo has told us many, many times, okay, Brother Teo. It's not that the first time you hear about it,
Yeah,
many, many
yeah,
times,
yeah.
okay? So, but I'm saying it from my own hard work, from
Sadhu,
Kayamita's, Brother Song, you know, hard work. Everybody go through it, you know. So that's how we see the result. Dhamma is Pacetang. Yeah, thank you
Sadhu.
very much, Brother Teo,
Very good,
for
very
the
good. Let us
sharing.
rejoice, huh? Yeah, sadhu,
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 sadhu.
sadhu.
Rejoice with all the good sharing. Huh? So late already, we better end. Huh? Let us share merit, transfer merits. Then we will end the whole Zoom session. Huh? Okay. Akasata Chabhubata Devanaga Mahindika Punyatang Anamoditwa Chirang Rakantu Loka Sasana Eta Vata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabbe Deva Anamodantu Sabba Sampadi Siddhya Idang menya tinang hotu sugitang hontunya tayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sugitang hontunya tayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sugitang hontunya tayo. Devo wasatu kalena sasa sampati heto cha. Tito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko Imina punyam kamina mame va samagamo sattam samagamo otu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we will end the whole Zoom session. Huh? Thank you. Sadhu.
Dear brothers and sisters in the Dharma, now we put our palms together to say sadhu 3 times to Bharatiya and Mrs. Steele for coming all the way to share this beautiful Dharma with us.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu to Sister PG for fetching Bharatiya and Mrs. Steele.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu to Brother Jin Hong for helping out with the Zoom session and the recording.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu to Brother Song, Sister Po Ching and Sister Alicia for the beautiful sharings.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu, Sister Papa Suri and Brother Jin Hong.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.